I want to go over to our meteorologist, Pat Pagano, because we have a lot of people asking us a lot of questions about that big question mark for the beginning of the week. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning to you.
I want you to know that yesterday, I had a long day after the day before, which was a long day, okay? And you don't realize it. I got home yesterday, not until about 4:30, okay? That was after a 16-hour day the day before. And so that put in a 13-hour day. And I got in and I sat in my chair and I didn't wake up until I woke up at about 7 o'clock. I had to feed my animals. And this morning I went looking for my car keys. I couldn't find them. You know where they were? They were still in the car. That's how tired I was yesterday after 2 days. So what I'm getting at is that we've got the weekend coming up, but everybody in this neck of the woods wants to know what is going on for Monday and beginning of next week.
The thinking is more and more probably nothing.
Okay.
At least, you know, the Euro model is continuing to insist that this is going to our south. In addition to that Euro model, the NAM, the North America model, is insisting it's going to the south. The Canadian just fringes easternmost New England with some light snow or rain. If I bought the Canadian for us, I would just say flurries. And the GFS, the American GFS, is a little bit more charitable and just wants to bring in some light snow on Monday. So not, even the GFS right now is not boiling up a major hit for us. But it is the closest of all the models. Could it change? Of course it could change. And that's what we have to watch for. Right now, we do have snow showers all across the area. And I'm looking at the radar, and we have snow showers from northern Connecticut all the way back through Watertown, Syracuse, Binghamton. There's snow showers in New Jersey, across Long Island, all the western half of Pennsylvania. All of this is coming around an upper air low and the surface storm, which is now over Ontario. The storm went into Maine, crossed Quebec, and into Ontario. As I told you, spokes go around it. And that's why we have the snow shower activity in the forecast for today, ending tonight, but then some snow showers popping up here and there on Saturday, not as concentrated as today. 40 today, 45 Saturday, sunny Sunday, 45 to 50. Monday, it went cloudy with a chance of some snow in the 30s. And that is just to keep us on the safe side. If the nor'easter doesn't get us, there will be an upper air system that will bring in some snow later Monday and Tuesday. But again, amounts will be very, very light with only an inch or two. After Tuesday, I think we're just going to settle back and relax and enjoy because I don't think much is going to happen.
All right. So if we're lucky enough to get by Monday into Tuesday without that nor'easter, we've got a calm week ahead of us.
Yeah, that's correct. And again, the problem with the storm is that there are two jet streams. And anybody who looks at a weather map will look at the weather map and say, are they sure? Because if you're a weather follower, let's take a look at tomorrow morning's weather map. Tomorrow's morning's weather map will find a low north of Maine, a high north of Minnesota, and a low in Tennessee. And in Tennessee, there'll be rain, and in the Smoky Mountains, there'll be some snow. Further south, down across the lower Mississippi Valley, there'll be rain and thunderstorms, some of which could be severe. There will also be another storm in Nebraska. And what happens to both of those storms? They consolidate. And on Sunday, we have one storm and Tennessee-Alabama border. And you will see Sunday morning mixed precipitation running across maybe Washington, D.C. That would be the northern extent. and then rain from the Ohio Valley, the Carolinas, southward. And it looks juicy. And you say to yourself, boy, look at this. This is these storms you have to be really have to watch. And you do. That storm on Monday, the one that's on the Alabama-Tennessee border, will be along the North Carolina coast. And the question always remains, turns up the coast or out to sea? And again, half of the modeling is saying out to sea. The other half is saying very close to the coast.
So we really, what's your gut feeling? If you know, just looking at it now, which is almost 3 days out, what's your gut feeling?
My gut feeling is that it's probably going to stay off the coast. And the reason I think so is because of Wednesday's storm. Wednesday's storm, even though it will be well north and it'll be off the Canadian Maritimes, I think it will serve that wheel, if we could use it as like a bicycle wheel, will serve to keep the storm from moving up along the coast. So that almost is blocking the storm and saying, hey, you're going out to the south of us. Now, the only thing that could change that again is the storm off the Canadian Maritimes moves faster over the weekend. And now there is no blocking motion there. And that will allow the two jet streams to phase and bring the storm up along the coast. And I'm not saying that can't happen, but if I had to give you on a 1-5 basis, whether or not that could happen, with 5 being the best chance, I'd give it a 2.
A 2. All right.
Yep.
Well, in our march of discontent, I'll have to wait. I'll wait till Tuesday till I'm satisfied.
Yeah, well, you feel uneasy about it, right?
Well, because we've just had two weird storms back to back.
Back,
that,
right?
That really were really hard to call and hard to predict. And until that breaks, I'm leery.
I don't blame you. And I think most forecasters feel the same way. Just that, of course, we have to go what we see, just like a doctor would, say, well, here is this infection. And right now we're thinking that as long as you take the antibiotics, it will be cured. Yeah. However, there's always a chance that the antibiotics will work and the infection could get worse. But we have to go, what we trained for. And take the antibiotics, take 2 aspirin, call me in the morning.
But now, who's working this weekend in the Weather Center?
This weekend in the Weather Center, you will have the first-time privilege of working with Anthony Martella tomorrow.
Okay.
And I think Anthony will come along. I don't think Anthony is as, polished as Anthony J., but he will come along. He is just one conscientious, nice person that is just, very excited about it. And Anthony J's are on Sunday. And these two gentlemen will be working weekends from this point on. I don't know how they're working it because I left it up to them. I said, you guys can do whatever you want. You're both Anthony's. I said, so you can do a Saturday and Sunday this weekend, vice versa next weekend, or you guys may want to take one Anthony may want to take Saturday and Sunday, and then the other Anthony may want to take the following Saturday and Sunday. I said, it doesn't matter. Just deliver the product in a timely manner. And they said, no problem.
All right. And so you've got Anthony's working, right? So that means
I'm Anthony's.
Well, that means this, I think. Hang on a second here.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
That's Wednesday's spaghetti day.
That is absolutely correct. Remember? Yeah, they both come from Italian backgrounds. And nice guys. I have one Anthony's bio ready. I have to get the other Anthony bio ready, and I'll send them out to you. And then you'll have an idea, and you can tell the listeners all about our Anthony's. And I'm hoping that it's going to be a very, very nice change of events.
Just remember, Wednesday is Prince Spaghetti Day.
That is, boy. And my house used to be Thursdays, as you recall.
Well, in my house, just quick before we go, when the kids were all around, what I would do is I would make, this is no lie, on Sunday, I'd make a huge pot of I call it, you know, marinara sauce. It would be a red sauce, okay? And on Monday and Tuesday, I'd make a couple different pastas. On Wednesday, that was turned into, what was left, was turned into chili.
Oh.
And that, there was, it was chili, and then on Wednesday, and Sloppy Joe's on Thursday. And then you'd mix in chicken and stuff like that. With that. That's what I do. For, I make a big pot of sauce on Sunday, and it would last right through the week.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. Right. Well, I see everybody else going to sleep when they heard that. Oh well, I just thought I'd tell that story. Anyway. Well, all right, and you'll be there to help them if they need help, right?
Of course, I'll be here. I do have another premiere tomorrow night, but I'll be standing by. I have a premiere for my friends tomorrow night, 16 to 18 people.
All right, and Saturday afternoon, I've got 2 hours set aside to watch your movie.
Oh, great. So we'll get a review on that on Monday.
That's exactly right.
We'll get a review on that on Monday, provided we don't have a nor'easter to talk about.
That's it. Hey, Pat, have a great weekend.
Do the same, Marshall.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano in the Weather Center this morning here on Robin Hood Radio. And of course, you hear Pat every Monday through Friday.